Started on the 1st of December 1988, World AIDS Day is about raising money, increasing awareness, fighting prejudice, and improving education. World AIDS Day is important in reminding people that HIV has not gone away and that there are many things still to be done. To start with, I called up the international development charity Christian Aid and spoke to their chief HIV officer, Rachel Bagley, who began by giving me figures and estimates regarding the spread of AIDS across the globe.
Well, at the moment, there are an estimated 33 million people who are living with HIV. And HIV is an infection that's very closely associated with poverty. So unfortunately, the majority of these people with HIV are living in poor countries. About 67% are living in sub-Saharan Africa. And about 95% of people with HIV live in poor countries.
I remember very well when, let's say, public awareness broke out in the 1980s and everybody started talking about AIDS. In these past 20 years, things have obviously changed, but so has the view of the public. We don't talk about it anymore. Why is that?
That's absolutely true. I think it's very interesting. We did some work recently in the UK with young people, and young people nowadays have absolutely no idea about HIV. It's not taught in schools. It's not on the media. And I think the reason for that is it's very much become a rich-poor divide. In rich countries, HIV is very much a manageable condition. It's very much like diabetes or high blood pressure. If you have it, you can take treatment. So there's no need to worry about it, people think. And in poor countries, where the majority of people live with HIV, people continue to die, but it's very much seen as an infection of poor people. So there is this big divide, and certainly, as I say, in the UK, people will think of it as an infection that's very much associated with Africa. Still, some people do associate it with drug use and gay men, but it's gone out of the media's attention. People are bored with it. People have a very short attention span. And so other things, you know, whether it be avian flu or climate change, these kind of, or now, of course, the credit crunch, these things take up media attention. And HIV, because it's an old story, even though it's really only been identified for about 25 years.
But it does affect the rich countries. I mean, even if
Absolutely.
It is out of media interest, what would you like to say to people, to young people, especially in rich countries? It's not just like diabetes, is it?
It's treatable and manageable. But in the same way as diabetes, you don't want to be taking medicines for the rest of your life. Medicines have side effects. You have to be extremely, with HIV, with the treatment, you have to be extremely careful about taking it. You have to take it every single day for the rest of your life. If you don't take it, you can develop resistance to the drugs. And if you develop resistance to the drugs, they stop working. So although it is treatable and manageable, it's something you definitely want to avoid. And I think we do have to start talking to young people. And in the UK and other countries across Europe, heterosexual transmission, that's transmission between men and women, is rising. It's no longer very much confined to gay men and people who inject drugs.
Rachel, just let's be clear with this. You say it's treatable, but it's not curable, is it?
Yes, absolutely not. And it just like diabetes, you know, once you stop taking the insulin, you become extremely unwell. If you run out of insulin, you die. The same with antiretrovirals. Antiretroviral drugs, the drugs that treat HIV, stop the HIV virus from replicating, so that they can control the amount of virus you've got in your blood, and they stop the progression to AIDS. However, once you stop taking them, even, you know, for a couple of days, the virus will reemerge and rapidly replicate in the blood. So if you stop taking the drugs, you will progress along to having symptoms and eventually get infections that will most likely kill you.
Rachel, what about the stigma that was attached? Has that changed socially?
Well, this is an absolute tragedy of the situation. Everywhere I go, and Christian Aid works in has HIV projects in about 40 countries, stigma and discrimination remain a massive problem. In some countries made progress. Some countries like Zambia have made huge progress and are much more open about HIV. But still, there's a huge amount of stigma and discrimination. And for me, this is why it's so important, and we're having this campaign at Christian Aid to try and get faith leaders to talk about HIV. Because of this historic kind of link between morality and HIV, faith leaders have often actually perpetuated the stigma. And if they can speak out and challenge the stigma and condemn the stigma, give people with HIV a much more empowering voice within churches and mosques, this could have a huge, huge benefit in overturning stigma and discrimination.
Now, as you were mentioning, the theme actually this year has to do with leadership, and especially the leadership of church leaders. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
What's happened over the past 25 years is there have been a few notable high-profile people who've spoken out about the need to address HIV, like Bill Clinton, and more recently, but only very relatively recently, Nelson Mandela. But in general, leadership has been very silent. And there have been a great movement of grassroots activists, very brave people in countries with HIV who've very much led the movement towards making treatment more available. But there hasn't been that leadership. And UNAIDS and WHO and the people who lead the campaign on HIV have really stressed the importance to involve leadership. And we at Christian Aid think that the church has an absolutely pivotal role to play in this leadership.
I asked Rachel if there was something special she wanted to say on this World AIDS Day 2008.
I would like the message that we're saying from Christian Aid is, please, all faith leaders, talk about HIV, challenge stigma and discrimination. And everyone else, talk to young people. HIV is an infectious, sexually transmitted infection. We must be practical about it. So parents, siblings, talk to young people about HIV. Bring it out into the open. And don't perpetuate the stigma and discrimination that is so pernicious and really does prevent an effective response to HIV.
And staying with the theme of leadership on this World AIDS Day, Father Bob Vitillo, the AIDS expert with Caritas Internationalis, the Catholic Church's aid and development agency, says the Catholic Church has in fact taken strong leadership in this area, achieving many results.
Well, first of all, I think we have to be proud of, in a very positive way, the work of the church in this area, the leadership that the church has taken in many, many parts of the world, both in teaching people about HIV and AIDS, especially on the basis of our Christian values, and then also in the service that the church has done, and also in helping to provide pastoral and spiritual care to people. I think we need to take a lot more leadership in counteracting the stigma and discrimination that still exists in many parts of the world. I'm shocked as I travel, especially to those areas of the world that have a very heavy impact of HIV already. For example, in Southern Africa, that some people still are afraid to be tested for HIV because they don't want to know that they are positive. And even if they are positive, then they're afraid to present themselves for medications, which could prolong their lives because of the stigma that exists in the local communities. And then in those parts of the world where HIV is a newer phenomenon, for example, in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, you still have a great deal of stigma and discrimination. So I think it's important for the church to speak out clearly that is not an appropriate Christian response.